In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to this ancient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring water spinach stew and smoked tofu in coconut sauce.
Tofu and you can see this is a normal tofu and this is some kind of smoked tofu. Sometimes the ready made this kind of tofu, they put some sauce or something on it, so I just want it to be neutral. So I wash away the flavor and the outer part of the tofu, so make sure it's neutral too. And then we can put the water on. This is, they call it perfume tofu. Perfume tofu. And this is normal tofu. Just wash it. It's like they put something on it. There's a little sticky and slimy, the flavor. Wash it off. It's still very fragrant. It's still perfume, don't worry. Just wash away the, the cover. Right. Okay. Now, this is a different taste. So, today I did two kind of food. And this is tofu.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind is, water spinach. Water spinach, the Vietnamese like very much.
Oh, yes, Master.
Yeah. I'm going to show you some home cooking water spinach, which you don't ever have in a restaurant. Even if you go to a Vietnamese restaurant, you won't find it. Just prepare it. See? Always salty water. Salty water to soak the rest of the home in a while. While we are doing something else, you can soak this in here, get it ready and clean the one you want to cook it. Maybe I just chop some of this off. You know, the hard part of the spinach, is it very hard? Wow, not really. To make sure, just cut a little bit. The part, the end of it, is sometimes very hard, you know? So, we don't want to have a chewy vegetable, so leave it there. Maybe the horse can try it.
Yes, Master.
Okay, I'm going to chop it into like bite. Either you can chop into bite pieces, or you can chop it longer, or you can just leave it the way it is, and then we chop it, huh?
Yes, Master.
Easier for people to eat. Okay, we chop it like that. And then soak it. It's easier to soak when it's also chopped. This is very long. Difficult to soak it all in the water. There. In Vietnam, they don't even bother to chop. So just put the whole thing in and cook it until it's soft, tender, and then they eat it. Okay, this is typical Vietnamese water spinach. I don't know how we call it. Rau muống kho. Probably we call it water spinach stew. Okay, we soak it in salted water. Yeah, the salt is already all dissolved. Soak it in for a while. Yeah, it's all clean up. Meanwhile, I can chop the tofu. Okay, we cut it into some size or whatever size you like.
Okay, master.
I cut this into half a little bit so the sauce will easily assimilate. That's all. Mm-hmm. You don't have to even cut it.
Oh, okay.
Just if you like, you can. Because when you cut it, it's open like this, and the sauce might go in easier. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
More, maybe it penetrates better and it tastes better. Me thinks. These are home cooking, yeah, easy cooking. Okay, we prepare some coriander. Smells so nice. The Vietnamese people, they love to cook with herbs, you know. A lot of kind of herbs we have.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I soak it in salt water together with this, and we're going to take it out here. Meanwhile, we prepare. Okay, this is the last time we cook a consumption, you know, Chinese tune or something. And we're going to have those. Okay, we soak it already, 5 minutes should be enough. And take it out. Rinse it well, yeah?
Okay,
master. Well, because it's salty water and also it's not clean and heavy. You have to wash your vegetable 3 times to make sure that it's all clean.
Okay, master.
Coriander is very, very good for many dishes. It will give the fragrance and the appetite. Yeah?
Yes, I like it very much.
You like?
Yes, master.
Good. Okay, we put a little oil in this hot pan. That should be enough. Yeah. I have 1 cooking spoon. You can put a little bit more if you like. We're not afraid to give it. This kind of oil is good, and olive oil. Alright. And we'll wait until the oil is a bit more heated. So I'm going to put the tofu and inside the fire. Just a little fire. Fry a little until it's golden. Okay, so just smoky tofu, and ordinary hot tofu is a mix together. You don't have to have 2 kinds of tofu. Smoked tofu alone is fine.
Okay.
Don't have smoked tofu and just the hot normal tofu is fine. In the pot or in the pan. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Cook with gas.
I like them.
Cook with electricity, cook with fire, cook with coal, whatever you like. It's cool. See, it's brown, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's brown here like that, yeah?
Oh, okay, nice.
There's no rule, actually. It's the way you did it doesn't have to be that brown. It can be browner or whatever. But now I'm going to crumble a little bit of the vegetarian, or vegan, whatever. Vegan, it's never vegetarian. They always call vegetarian. It's vegan. You know the bouillon? Bouillon chips. Vegetable, broth, chips. Yeah. You don't have to have that, even.
So without it, also fine.
With or without it, fine.
Okay, okay.
Because when you put the soy sauce, this is a thick soy sauce, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It will be tasty, very good already.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah?
Yes, master.
Make it 5 rings like that, and it's fine. And a little bit of soy sauce, because the other sauce is thick. 1, 2, 3. Yeah?
Okay, master.
Can be 4 or 5, you know, depends. Afterward, you taste, you will like it. If not like, you put more. Yeah?
Yes, so much.
Yeah, see how now it's very smooth because of the thick soy paste. It's a different from the thin liquid soy sauce. This is like sticky soy sauce, no? Thick. Yeah. I find it easier to cook with that because the sauce will stick to the food and it's very nice. Okay, now, you put a little coconut milk. Thick coconut milk.
Okay.
Okay, if you have it. Yeah, coconut milk you can buy it in can. And you use 1 cup like that. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's about a teacup. A small teacup or less. Okay, you put it in there. Let it cook. If you don't have coconut sauce, or what we did before was enough already, and you just put a little, you know, black pepper in it, that should be fantastic already. There's no need coconut even. Yeah? But if you have coconut, then you put it in, it's a different taste. Yeah. Now we let it simmer, and then check out if the taste is good. Oh, it's fine. The coconut, it tastes nicer. Yeah, it tastes different, really. On low heat, let it simmer, yeah?
Okay.
And I'm going to cover it. Yeah, we cover it and low heat, yeah? Low heat. Very low. It just let it simmer. Not boiling very hard, just simmering. It's good. Okay, now we put the coriander in. Normally people put it at the end, I like to put it already cooking together because like this the flavor will penetrate the food and it tastes nicer. But you can also put it afterward, no? It's also nice fragrant, just different. I like to cook the coriander, you know, so that it become part of the soup, not just a garnish. It will taste inside the soup. Okay, that's good. Now, any of the ingredients we just have, it's just coconut milk, thick coconut milk, and some black pepper, and soya, and a thick soya paste.
Yeah, okay.
I call it soya paste. But you can do without any of this. You can do even without the vegetarian broth cube. No need. All you need is just this, actually. Okay?
Oh.
That's it. You put it in. And if you have coriander, you put coriander. If you don't have, also fine. Just the tofu and this.
Oh, okay? That's very simple.
Yeah. Of course, if you don't have cube, you have mushroom seasoning, you put mushroom seasoning. If not, it's fine. You can put a little of fruit juice, yeah?
Yes,
ma'am. Apple juice. And maybe some, you don't even need coconut, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
It's also nice. All right. Okay, now is it done, I think. I'm going to put it out. Okay, I leave it there for a while, and we're going to stew the spinach, the water spinach. Yeah, to put water. See, this is a small wok that you can buy in any supermarket. Chinese wok, and you put maybe like half of it, half of the wok to be fine. Depends on how much you have and how much water spinach you have. Just put a little salt in it, you know, like a half a teaspoon in the water. Yeah, you can put more later, but always put less first.
Okay, ma.
My fire is going out. And more. You have to put a lot more fire to make it boil quick. I love cooking with fire.
It's more fun.
Yeah, also cheap. Economize. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's abundant, you know? You don't have to depend on anything. You just go in the wood, you know, around your house or the garden. A lot of trees, it falls out and then you cook something. If you have a big family, it might be a problem, but if one or two or four people, they can cook this every day. And it will cook simple, you know, so it's not much, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Not much. Okay, waiting.
Wow, it looks so good, Master.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Oh, and then it smells nice. Mm. Wow. You can use the same pot here also to cook the spinach, but today I feel generous. Okay, now I'm gonna put the spinach in. That's it. Okay, it's boiled already. So what we do is we put some sesame oil in it. If you don't have sesame oil, all the kind of oil is fine. About 20 drops of this. Mm-hmm. You can put a little bit other oil in it.
Okay.
Because if too much sesame oil, it will be about 2 tablespoons or 1 tablespoon, depends on how fat you are, as usual. And you put a little, like 1 tablespoon of mushroom seasoning. Oh, your broth cook, yeah? The broth or vegetable cooked broth. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And some soya sauce. Measurement is always better. So you know next time. 1 spoon. 2 spoon. That's
it. Okay.
If you put a lot of salt in already, then you have to put less soya. It's a very simple logic. And if you don't like a lot of salt, then you put less. It's always easy, no?
Yes, Master.
Okay, let me check. If it's not sweet enough, then I have to put apple sauce in, apple juice or fruit juice. This, you have to let it simmer for a while. Maybe just 3 more minutes, 5 more minutes, okay?
Okay, Master.
It's already very, very good, very tasty, but I'm greedy. I like the taste deeper, so you put 1 tablespoon or 1 cooking spoon of apple juice in it. Then you won't ever complain.
Okay, Master. Yeah.
And one more thing, suppose you put too much salt or too much soya sauce by mistake, you just put some more water, that's it, to dilute it, okay?
Yes, Master.
Or if you really cannot help anymore, too much water already, then you just put in some slice of potatoes.
raw potato.
Oh.
It will absorb all the salty taste and leave your soup better. Yeah?
Oh, that's a good tip, Master.
Yep. There's always a solution, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to cook until it's tender. This is the way they cook in Vietnam.
Okay.
And when they eat it raw, then they eat it raw. But when they cook like this, they cook until it's really, really soft.
Oh, okay, Master.
Really well cooked. Overcooked, if you will. Wow, it's nice. Okay. It's okay already. Yeah. They don't have to overcook really. Alright, that's it. Now I'm gonna put it in. Outstanding, we're gonna eat. It's really cooked well. 10 minutes. 10 minutes after you let it boil again, I think I'll put it in. You can cook longer.
Okay.
So this is what it is. You're gonna eat it with white rice and drink cold water.
Yes,
ma'am. And you can eat the, you know, the cake. This is a mung bean cake.
Looks very mung good,
bean,
Master.
Like green bean cake. Very, very nice. Yeah. And then, I cut it, of course. It's original like that, huh? In case you know, in case you go out and look for a cake like this, it doesn't exist, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just joking. You're not that stupid, are you? You're so smart.
I hope not.
You're smart. Okay, so the cake is in the middle, yeah?
Yes, okay.
Like that, and I cut it and I make it a little like a decorative a little bit. Yeah, so it looks special. But it's nothing special. You can buy this in Chinese shop. Yeah?
Yes, okay.
Smoked tofu you can buy in Chinese shop. And this Chinese or Vietnamese shop, both of them have. And rice you can also buy in any supermarket. And the fruit I think you can buy in any supermarket.
Yes,
yes. It doesn't have to have exactly the same, it's just one of our meals. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Master.
Oh, yes, very tasty.
Very nice.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. You are very good. Next time I invite you.
Thank you.
You are very smart. Because if you say not good, next time I throw you in the river. And I go out and throw the bread in like I feed the swan for you. You eat with the swan together. Good customer. Good. Good, huh? Oh, almost no more. Cannot eat a lot of this, no. Slow. Sit. Good boy. You guys. Okay, that's enough. No. No, it's too much. Let's see. No good. No. Tomorrow. Tomorrow more. Okay? You have it, you have any cake that you have? You did? Hmm? You eat already, right? Did he eat it? Did he have it? Hmm?
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us tomorrow for part 3 of Monkhood Begins with Asceticism. Up next, our friendly earthworms on Animal World are co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Have a blissful and peaceful day.